This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Bloomington City Council is discussing a familiar topic, the Coliseum. Aldermen approved new naming rights for the venue at their regular meeting. Council also met in a non-voting work session last night to discuss electronic bus ads proposed for the outside of Connect Transit buses. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings on Sound Ideas. Terry Renner is out of town. Sitting in for him is Ward 6 Alderman and Mayor Pro Tem Karen Schmidt. Karen, thanks for your time today, and thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Approving the renaming of the Coliseum to Grossinger Arena seems like a no-brainer.
Correct. Now, we were really, really delighted to have Grossinger step forward. They have obviously invested a lot of money in this community. They're increasing their footprint at their showroom and service department up in Normal, and this is a really terrific partnership.
$175,000 over 5 years. Do you know if it was intentional to drop the name Coliseum, the word Coliseum, from the name? Does that have a lot of baggage in this community?
I suppose that might be one reason for changing it to Arena. I also think Grossinger Motors is a, you know, Grossinger Motors Arena sounds a little bit easier off the tongue than Grossinger Motor Coliseum. So, you know, I think that that's probably it has good on all sides.
VenueWorks has been managing this facility for a little more than a year now. Are you happy with what you see from them?
Yes, I have been really pleased. They've very deliberately upgraded the facility, been very thoughtful about the programs that they bring in. They have done a lot of outreach in this community, and I really feel like we're on a good track. I know we did our West Bloomington Revitalization Project, Taste of the West, and for the first time held it in the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. And the support we received and the layout and just the thoughtfulness, just working with them was really top-notch.
Is the trajectory for you, should this facility be working toward breaking even? Is that what you hope VenueWorks brings to that facility specifically, in addition to everything else they're doing with outreach, service upgrades?
Right. I think we're all focused on having this break even. I'm not sure that it ever will break even. I think that was a question right from the get-go with this particular facility. But I'm not focused on that right now. I'm focused on this arena being the very best it can be, and driving more people into downtown for a really good experience, not just in the arena, but all around our beautiful downtown.
Karen Schmidt is Mayor Pro Tem, setting in for the traveling Mayor Renner. I'm Mike McCurdy. And before we move forward, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm the acting chair of the Connect Transit Board of Trustees. At last night's meeting, aldermen discussed the possibility of electronic bus advertising on the rear of Connect Transit buses. And there was a general consensus to move forward. Did you have any concerns? And if so, what were they?
My only concern was whether or not it was actually going to be, I'm not sure what the opposite of static would be. I like the
moving
idea.
Moving images?
Yeah, moving images or flashing images. I could see some issues with that, but that was clarified. And I think that now it'll be going to our Zoning Board of Appeals. There'll be a lot of public input, and any concerns there will get aired. I think it's all to the good. It's something that's occurring in other communities and something that's supportive of Connect Transit. And I can see why we should do this.
How is it a zoning issue? Why does it go to the Zoning Board of Appeals?
I believe it's because of where it exists in our city code and how that needs to be amended. It has to do with signage.
Transportation is a related issue with a housing development, some of it reserved for low-income people off Greenwood Avenue near Tracy Drive. This is not far from the intersection of Veterans Parkway and Main Street. What do you think of this development in this location?
I really appreciate that we're proceeding cautiously with this one. It is a development that has a lot of good attached to it, but I am happy to see that we reached out to Unit 5, thinking about the potential impact on the number of children and their schools and where they go. It's not clear that there's going to be parkland. There were some excellent questions raised at Planning Commission about sidewalks, about transportation. we need to make sure that the housing we provide in our community is really safe and first class for everybody, regardless of the income level. So I appreciate that we're moving forward very cautiously.
Are you undecided at this point on whether that's the right development in the right spot?
Yes, I am undecided. I need to know more.
What might you learn from the impact study the city has undertaken on this proposed annexation and development that could help you make that decision?
I will be looking for more feedback from the schools and specifically the numbers and potential for the range of families that might move there. I want to know more about how people will get into and out of that development and what the transportation options will be. I want to make sure that all of the surrounding community development that's around there is supportive and fits in with this kind of development. I've heard very good things about the developer. I think we're in good hands if we move forward on this, but you know, we have to really think about impact as we build our community, and even with infill, we need to think about that. So I think we're making the right moves.
The developer stated that he estimated that 70% of the residents would have cars, meaning 30% of the people that live there would not. Dinah Howman also made the point, Alderman Dinah Howman made the point of saying that the transportation option that they've proposed to connect their residents to Connect Transit may not be sufficient because it only runs during business hours and people work, you know, don't work 9-to-5 jobs anymore.
That's right. That's right.
You share those concerns?
I do. And I certainly see this actually a lot in Bloomington. People do have sometimes 2 and 3 jobs. Their jobs are not from the 9-to-5. They have children who have to go to activities. They have family needs. They have grocery shopping, everything else that we all do to you know, live our lives. And we want to make sure that there's a 360 there for people in that development.
That's Ward 6 Alderman Karen Schmidt. I'm Mike McCurdy. You're listening to Sound Ideas. The city and library held a joint meeting recently to discuss the possibility of a new library. You have a unique perspective as university librarian at Illinois Wesleyan University. Does that bring anything to this conversation? I know there's a little bit of apples and oranges there between a public library and an academic library.
Well, we certainly appreciate what each other does. I don't live very far from the library, and so I guess I would say I certainly have observed the library both in the environment where its building is and also through the bookmobile and the other outreach activities. And I can see the need, very much the need to expand. I'm delighted that we have indicated to the library board that we'd like to stay in that location. I think it's a key location as I look at downtown and the property that's available to the south of the existing building.
So the pros of staying is the potential, one of the pros of staying is the potential of the land behind or to the south of the library.
Right.
Any cons staying there, do you think? And what are the pros and cons of actually moving it closer to or in the core of downtown?
Well, I've heard arguments made to move it more towards the historic core of downtown, and some of the concerns expressed have to do with simply getting from one part of downtown to another. But I think if we're intentional, we connect all parts of our downtown. And our downtown is not simply the core, but it blends into the Warehouse District, up towards Illinois Wesleyan, out towards West Bloomington. And we need to make that accessible across the board. So I think that that's an issue that can easily be addressed and bring people into different parts of our downtown that are interesting and historic.
How should society think of libraries today? Is it as simple as borrowing books, and is circulation the most important metric to judge performance?
Libraries are incredibly complicated animals these days, and that has to do with the changing nature of publishing, but also with what public libraries do in terms of being a public good. When I go into Bloomington Public Library, I I certainly see people using books, but I also see people working on the computers, applying for jobs, working with one another, maybe doing some problem solving. It's become a community center for meetings. It's really a gateway to the rest of the world in any way that you can imagine it.
What's the next step in this process as the community moves toward making a decision here about the library?
I understand that the board will come back to us with some ballpark figures about what would happen if they build onto the existing building as opposed to building a new building and what those different configurations might be. Settling on a spot allows the library board to nail down more of the cost associated with going one way or the other.
You hear from the community's mayors most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is out of town. Mayor Pro Tem and Ward 6 Alderman Karen Schmidt is filling in. The council is expected to vote on the creation of a civilian police review board next month. 9 prominent groups are now in favor of such a board. What do you think of the process thus far, and do you think the council will ultimately vote in favor of such a board?
I think it's too early to know exactly where we're all going to land. This is a very complicated and significant conversation that we're having. And I'm hearing, at least I can speak for myself here, that I'm hearing from individuals around the community, pro and con, lots of questions. I'm hearing some stories, I think, about how the police are already engaged in helping individuals work through issues that they might have that don't necessarily fall neatly into the complaint process. And I'd like to be educated a little bit more about that. I think, you know, we have a police chief with Brendan Hefner who is a very thoughtful and a very deliberate person in how he has continued to better our police force. And I think whatever we do, we need to make sure that we take the time to consider a vote that supports what's best for our community, and that includes our police too. This is a partnership that we're trying to build, and I think having better, at the end of the day, we're looking at better communication, better education about the process, and really kind of opening that process up for transparency. So however that looks, it might not look exactly like what we talked about at our work session. I do expect to hear differing points of view from other aldermen as we come back together in July.
One of the sticking points now is whether convicted felons should be allowed on this board. Questions include what kind of felony, how long ago was the felony, should someone pay for a mistake forever, and the fact that someone who has experienced the criminal justice system in this way may have a unique perspective. What do you think?
Well, I said at our work session that I certainly understand the concept of redemption. I think redemption, we all make mistakes, and we all hopefully find our way out of that. The feedback I'm getting from people, though, has really helped me think about how do you describe what a felon is? You know, what's an acceptable felony? How much time would pass? And if we allow people who may have experience with felony convictions, then why wouldn't we allow people who have experience in law enforcement on this group? So I think finding that balance is going to be, it's going to be difficult. And I heard a lot of those questions from my colleagues when we talked about this, that sort of is still trying to get our hands around what the right balance is there.
Not black and white, is it?
Not at all.
Do you think the council will actually have enough information to move forward in July? It sounds like this, I mean, with the complexity of this, it sounds like what I'm hearing from you, that there may be a lot more work here.
I think that that's entirely possible that we wouldn't simply vote on an ordinance on July the 10th. I think that there are things that we can do in the interim while we work through some of the more complicated issues of this ordinance, including opening up how people submit complaints and educating about what the complaint process is really all about. For me personally, I look at the ordinance as it's, or the proposal as it's written now, and it says all the rules and regulations are going to be written after we approve this. That's really where the heart and soul of this is. I I'd like to see some of those first.
Flip that around, maybe.
I mean, we did this with something, we did something similar with the Transportation Commission, where we wanted to make sure we had it right from the beginning. And I know that that can be kind of frustrating, but I think it's better to make it right, right from the beginning, and have a common shared understanding about what's going on, than to jump in and maybe have things go awry. This is a really important area of our community, and I want it to be right.
Would you be comfortable with a convicted felon on this board if it's balanced out by maybe a retired law enforcement professional, or if there's more qualifications on what kind of felony or how long ago that offense maybe was?
I don't know yet.
Well, that's an honest answer, and we appreciate it. Karen Schmidt, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate
pleasure.
It. Schmidt is Ward 6 Alderman and Bloomington Mayor Pro Tem. The community's mayor stopped by GLT and Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. This is Sound Ideas.